In Northwest Georgia, it's a new season for community art. In Lafayette, the Be Happy Gallery on Main Street describes itself as a free little art gallery that promotes positive mental health. Next month, the recently revived Northwest Georgia Art Guild will present the Queen City Showcase, a vaudeville variety show at the newly renovated Mars Theater in Lafayette on Saturday, July 10th and Sunday, July 11th. Heather Cape of the Be Happy Gallery is with the Northwest Georgia Art Guild. Chelsea Kovalevsky is on the board of Lafayette's Downtown Development Authority. Heather, Chelsea, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Heather, tell us more about the Be Happy Gallery.
The Be Happy Gallery is a free little art gallery where people of all ages, all mediums, can share, view, and take art. It's kind of the same concept as the free little libraries where you give and take, but it's for art. It has been so much fun seeing the community come together, people of all ages. We also have a special exhibit part at the top where we feature different artists every couple months. It has been a really great community project, and we are celebrating our first year anniversary.
Talk more about your background in art.
So I'm a singer-songwriter, mixed media artist. For me, art has helped with my mental health. I'm a two-time cancer survivor, so I write a lot of music. I love the theater. I love singing. I love poetry, pretty much all of the arts. So it has been so healing for me, and that was one reason why I wanted to help start something like the gallery, to help to promote the mental health aspect of how art can help with that.
And talk more about the response that you've seen in just a year.
Just people thanking me and thanking my daughter for helping and the other volunteers, the African American Museum, for having that available for them to be able to have an outlet. A lot of these people are not professional artists, and you don't have to be to participate. And so just being able to have a place in the community to share the art has been great. We also have a little number in there in case people are feeling very low and need to reach out to somebody. We want to be able to provide that contact for information for them.
If people want to learn more about the gallery, where can they go online?
Right now, we only have our social media sites, Facebook and Instagram, at the BEE Gallery.
When we're talking about Lafayette, what comes to mind is the Mars Theater. It's gone through a lot in the past 5-10 years. Chelsea, where is it now?
Well, the Mars Theater is our only remaining historical theater in the city of Lafayette. There were two historical theaters there. The first was on the Palace Theater in the main square, and the Mars Theater was on the west side. And so about in 2018, the Palace Theater collapsed. We lost several historic buildings in downtown Lafayette. It happened right at the cusp of right when the Honeybee Festival came out. We were starting our revitalization. It was a little bit of a hit, but I think that we've recovered nicely. And a lot of revitalization is happening in that area. But because that theater collapsed, the future of the Mars Theater was really important to the Downtown Development Authority, of which I'm a board member. And so we had a really fantastic group called Back Alley Productions that was doing regular programming there. The community loved it. When COVID hit, it really kind of shook them up a little bit. And they
I remember,
really
I did a few interviews with those folks, and then there was the pandemic, and then they tried to make a go of things after the pandemic, and then
they had some personal issues. They weren't actually local to Lafayette. I think that they were mostly in Dalton. And so it was hard for them to recover, and the building sat vacant for over a year. They were still working on it. They were still paying rent, but they just could not get their feet out from underneath them. So the Downtown Development Authority knew that the Mars Theater was a key component of our historical narrative in the town. We really wanted to do something. So we approached the owner and talked about leasing it out. So we signed our lease back in October. We've done some renovations of the building, and we opened back up Valentine's Day weekend, and we are doing a variety of programming there. So movies, we're also doing concerts. Basically, any artist that thinks that they can sell a ticket, we are open to that conversation. And the Northwest Georgia Arts Guild has been, at the same time, revitalizing themselves. And so they were a natural partner for us, and they are planning this really remarkable showcase in July.
And Heather, that brings us back to you, because you are with the Northwest Georgia
Georgia Arts Guild. And that brings us to the Queen City Showcase, which will be at the Morris Theater.
Yes, the showcase is going to be July 10th and 11th at the Morris Theater. We're super excited about it because we're going to bring so many different acts. Some of the acts, such as CC Glamour, is a singer and a filmmaker. So we're going to have a short film. We're going to have a storyteller. We're going to have some country music. I'm bringing belly dancers to Lafayette, Georgia. We're going to have a one-act play called Dear Mr. Weeks with renowned director Crystal Dawson, who has been a director for many, many plays at the Mars and other places. We are going to have live commercials, live community commercials. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a Spooky Crow sideshow. That's going to be very exciting. I will be your host and singer-songwriter. We will also be having some audience participation games. So if you're coming, get dressed up, be prepared to participate. We will have games, prizes, drawings. And this is our first fundraiser for the Northwest Georgia Art Guild as we are trying to get back on our feet.
For people who want more information about the Morris Theater and about the Guild and about the Queen City Showcase, where can they go online?
It's on the Morris Theater website. It's also on our social media website for Northwest Georgia Art Guild. And the ticketing site is Eventbrite. And you can actually search the Queen City Showcase in Lafayette, Georgia.
They should go to historicmars.com and they can find links to buying tickets there as well as our full calendar lineup.
All right. Heather, Chelsea, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Catch all our conversations on scenic routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.